אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, the teaching of the Kabbalah and its essence. We're on the heading giving permission. We're reminding you that you can send questions to Sviva Tova. Pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. Giving permission. I am glad that I have been born in such a generation when it has been permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. And should you ask how I know that it is permitted, I will reply that it is because I have been given permission to disclose. That is, until now, the ways by which it is possible to publicly engage and to fully explain each word have not been revealed to any sage. And I, too, have sworn to by my teacher not to disclose, as did all the disciples before me. However, this oath and its prohibition apply only to those manners that are given orally from generation to generation, back to the prophets and before. Had these ways been revealed to the public, they would have caused much harm for reasons known only to us. Yet the way in which I engage in my books is a permitted way. Moreover, I have been instructed by my teacher to expand it as much as I can. We call it the manner of clothing the matters. You will see in the writings of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that he calls this way giving permission. And this is what the Creator has given me to the fullest extent. We deem it as dependent not on the greatness of the sage, but on the state of the generation. As our sages said, little Samuel was worthy, etc., but his generation was unworthy. This is why I said that my being rewarded with the manner of disclosing the wisdom is only because of my generation.
Questions. Same people. Dudi.
It turns out that the generation is the head. It dictates.
If we're talking about dissemination, then sure, the situation of the generation is what determines. How can you disseminate even if you're a genius? I don't know, Moses. But in front of you, there are no ready people, those who are willing to bear, to accept, to advance under pressure, by efforts. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You also don't have the permission to do it. If the generation's ready, then the Kabbalists, he gets permission, and he does it. And if not, then what can you do? He remains by himself. There were plenty of Kabbalists throughout the generations that wrote and did and really regretted. Each in his own generation felt sorrow for not being able to disseminate to his generation.
What's the benefit of having a genius sage where there's no generation that you can disseminate to?
I don't know. What's the use? Still, he prepares things. He disseminates, so to speak, in potential. He prepared himself. How many people did Baal HaSulam deliver it to in his generation? What was left after him, after his elder, besides his elder son? And where are those thousands of students that he could fill with everything that he had? There are none.
But doesn't it work in a way where the Kabbalist or the group awakens humanity, or from their inner connection awakens it and then disseminates to it? Isn't it like a dance between Israel and the world?
If everything's ready, if it's not, You can do whatever you want, it won't help. There's no one to be impressed by it. There has to be a chisaron, a question, an invitation on part of the audience that they feel bad, that they don't see a better future, that it's important for them. And if there's no such thing, if they don't have a question, if there's no demand, what will you do?
How do you define the generation today?
Today, I write about it on Twitter all the time, that today we're already reaching a state where it's becoming clear, it's not only to Kabbalists, but to everyone, that we are in a situation that can't be corrected, that finally it's becoming revealed that our ego, our nature, is once again bringing us to a state of collision. Collision with one another and maybe war, and we don't know how to get out of this. How to protect ourselves, how to keep ourselves from going into this horrific situation. And this is the end of all of mankind's hopes, starting with from liberalism through capitalism, communism, you name it. We see that everything, that altogether, everything's coming to an end, and that there's no method that can say, I have the solution. No one does. And therefore, we're reaching a state where, along with technology that allows people to stop working, everything together, meaning accumulates into a state where mankind doesn't know how are things supposed to be. No one does. Also, in the world, there's no leader that can even say that even for a short period of time, for something, that he can give some kind of direction. Simply none. And this going on in all the countries and in every country and in all societies where everything's reaching a state where the egoistic desire is showing everyone on all levels how everything that we've built is nothing and unworthy of growth.
And where's the turning point here?
And that Bnei Baruch will publicize the wisdom of Kabbalah and will explain that naturally, right now, rationally, there's no other way. Mankind has no other way. Or to really advance toward an abyss, a real abyss. To explain this further and further, but this is actually what we have left to do. We see that everything's changing so quickly, even if they'll find now, I don't know, because they have no other choice, they'll find some other trick. Sports are over. What the athletes take?
Drugs.
Yeah, drugs. That's over. Space program. That's over. What are they going to do? No matter how much they confuse us with it, it's just a waste of money. What are they going to find on Mars or someplace? Everything's coming to an end, in short. Mankind has nothing that's worthwhile living for, that will make its life better. No. Even children themselves, they don't want it and they don't want anything. Good times.
Won't there be a return to religions?
Sure, there are going to be leaps here and there. It's like when a fire is about to quench, then it has these sparks of fire coming out of it. But it won't help. Yeah. quickly.
It's like there are two ways to look at it. It's either we're planting the deficiency or we're fishing on those who have a lack already. What do we actually, what's more correct to say that we're doing?
I have nothing to say about that. We have to disseminate our method. We don't care what they think. If we do care, it's only in order to better know how to explain to them what I think.
No.
Rav, they're saying about this generation that it's more ready for connection on one hand, and on the other hand, it seems like we're distancing from sources like the study of Ten Sefirot, maybe even Shamati is starting to be...
Right, and that's good. They want to hear things that are suited for them, maybe not Tess, maybe Shamati and Tess aren't suited for them. They can't digest it. We have to explain it to them in a new way. Still, it's written 100 years ago.
So what is this implying? What is this hinting for us?
A new ultra-receive that can't digest this, like Valsaram writes. Let an ordinary Israeli to read what it says here in these articles, even though that he wrote it for the masses. Who's going to understand this language? The style, all these things. It's written by an Orthodox Jew from 100 years ago, even though, and we see how much he understands and how deeply understands and in width and in depth, but still, even the style isn't good. You have to arrange for the masses what they need. Rav, he said that the prohibition is for the oral. That
how?
A Kabbalist is prohibited to convey the wisdom orally. Meaning what?
I don't know. Where are you reading that you're talking about that?
He says that this is forbidden only to those that pass it on from generation to generation.
Yes, that is something you don't pass. And it's impossible to pass that. It's impossible to transfer that. What can you say to people that are not yet in spirituality about the processes and the things that are in spirituality itself? They don't have the vessels for it yet.
But along with this, he says that not only for the chosen, but the, one sentence before, he says that he has received permission to really pass it on to the lowest degrees publicly. That's it.
What's written? Where is he one?
He says, and how did I know that I can reveal that I was given permission?
Yes, that I was given permission. Permission.
But to whom? To the masses, not to the unique individuals.
Certainly. To the virtuous, you don't need permission. Between the Kabbalists, that's the Kabbalists. That's those who already have a virtue. There's a connection between them anyway. So what are you asking? Okay. So, yes?
It's kind of weird, this part in the article. From his place, why does he need some kind of seal of approval? What does he want to say?
Are you asking something, or just like that in general?
I'm trying to understand why is he trying to explain his seal of approval.
Well, what's the problem? Ask like you should.
He's saying, why was I given permission?
He himself doesn't know why. He's just saying, probably because the generation is worthy. How do I know that it's worthy? Because I received permission to reveal, to disclose.
Why does he write this all together?
Because it's not him that's choosing to write all these books and everything that he writes about the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. He didn't choose this. He's the first Kabbalist who writes to the people in the streets, to the people, to all the humanity. How? What? Not to the people in the seminaries, the sages, the wise disciples. Not like he studied with his teacher. We found some book that was waiting for his rabbi. He was sitting there and he was waiting. That's how Rabash told us that he was waiting. He saw some book. He looked the tree of life from Adiari. He looked inside there. Oh, wow. What's written here? He didn't even know that there's such a thing that's written about. Because about the Ari, they didn't even speak. And the tree of life. So when the Rav came back, he immediately said, put that back right back in its place. That's not for you. But he already knew the name of the book and immediately went and bought it and was pretty clever and started to study. And when he already came afterwards and spoke of this and received lessons and explanations, until he saw that he has nothing more to do, he has to go to the land of Israel. Maybe here he'll find greater Kabbalists. That's how Rabash said it. That his father came back from Porsov and he laid back like that. It was difficult for him. He laid on the couch and he said, we have to already go to Israel. That's it. Yes.
And this is the point where he already knew that he's going to write to the masses?
That I don't know. Forgive me. That was not passed on to me. He knew. When did he understand that he's getting permission for this? I think that a long time after he received the beginning of his revelation. What, do you think that it goes in some simple way? But because he received permission, certainly already in him, the wisdom begins to be revealed in him in a way that is quick and serious. Okay? Yes, Musa.
Many times it's very hard for me to believe you and Bala Sulam, because as if history is unfolding the same way every time. Since Abraham and to this day, there were plenty of wars. And 100 years ago, Bala Sulam said, the generation's ready. Now you're saying the generation's ready. We're trying to do something, but what's really the difference regarding this generation?
He started to disclose it to everyone. He printed everything that we're reading today. He published it in his lifetime. And until the Ari, it was completely prohibited. After the Ari, you know, there was the argument, you don't know so much, between Baal Shem Tov and Agra. What arguments there were between the Hasidim and the Litaim. The Litaim were called the resistors. Resisting to what? Resisting the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah, which the Hasidim did want to. But nevertheless, both these and them were bestowing only inside their framework and not to the general folk and not to the whole world, certainly, which Bala Sulam did. Bala Sulam did something that it was never existed before him. He truly began to advertise and to even write that we need to publish it to the whole world, to all the dwellers of this world, not just to the religious people, the orthodoxy, or to those who are secular, but also to secure to both the Jews and to the nations of the world, to everyone. Do you understand? It's a leap in the degrees that didn't have, that there was never such a thing. Do you know how he was accepted? Do you not know how many haters he had? Huh? Every Friday they would break his windows in his living room. They went through very harsh times. They ran away from Jerusalem to Jaffa. And then from there they came to Bnei Brak. And this was very, very difficult. Today we're living in a different way. A different time. What, the way we're advertising? They want to kill us and eat us up. But you see, thank God, from year to year, we are establishing our place and ourselves as much as we want, to do and go out and to say that we are, they're trying to say that we're a cult and it's prohibited and it's not Judaism. But with that, slowly, slowly, it's settling. And we're continuing his ways. We're the ones who are continuing his ways in dissemination. And I don't care what spiritual degree I will reach. I care to do what he wrote, what he wants to happen. If I can implement that, there is no greater privilege to bring the whole method of correction, to bring the Creator closer to the creatures of this world. We can, are we capable of doing this? If we are capable, that's the greatest gift you can bring to the Creator. That's it. Don't demand a thing for yourself. Not spirituality, not degrees, and not understanding, and not nothing. This. If you do this, this is the greatest thing you could do. Yes.
Rambam, he also wrote about it, and other Kabbalists.
But not for everyone, and not for the nations of the world, and not for the correction of the soul in a clear manner, so that everyone will understand. That's it. This is how it is. Through the ten, through connection, by the reforming light, we will start in during these days to study what the correct method of the study of Torah is. Also, an excerpt from our source materials. You'll see it there also. Yes. No, no. This is, I'm saying seriously, there is nothing greater than dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's what a Kabbalist lives for. Otherwise, there is no need for him to be in this world.
What I really want to find out is what's the difference in this generation. If we look at what happened in history, there were
the will to receive. Our ego has come to a state in which it's showing everyone that it won't let people live according to the ego itself. It puts itself to death. It's killing itself. It's showing everyone that until you correct me, what is the ego telling us? Our ego is telling us, until you correct me, you won't have a life. You want to develop in all kinds of directions. It's a lost business here. You want to build a family. Nothing will come out of it. Industry, education, culture, whatever you want, nothing will come out of it. Everything, eventually, is over. And it's getting over quickly now. You want to connect egotistically in Europe? Nothing came out of it. Within 20 years, everything's over. And so on and so forth. These are special times by the fact that the will to receive has come to a state in which it's showing everyone how much it itself needs correction. Not that you can use it in all kinds of ways, but until you correct it with the intention in order to bestow, it's not worthwhile to even start. Yes.
Maybe it's because of the general disappointment.
Yes, general disappointment.
That will become ever more felt, that on the one hand there's everything, on the other hand there's nothing.
Yes, to each and everyone. But, you know, to each and everyone, it's there's people that are not. But it should be clear for many people right now that there's no chance to sort our lives, even anything normal, if we're going to remain upon earth without staying on the force of the one force. We need by it to add to it the desire to bestow for it, and it too needs to be developed from above, but for us to want for it to happen. And then by these two forces we come to the essence of life, the purpose of life, to life above death, to all that there is in the midline. Okay? So we today, what?
Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, Will we merit entering the spiritual world because the generation is ready?
Two.
Will we merit spirituality because the generation is ready?
Because the generation is worthy, very hopefully, we will merit the broad dissemination to the whole generation. That's what I hope for. And that will merit some spiritual degrees. No one asks about that. That's an oxymoron. You want spirituality and you want spiritual degrees. Do you understand how opposite that is? The egoist is yelling, he's dying to bestow. Like someone stopping you. Please? Yes. Give him the microphone.
Good morning, Rob. There's a trend now in the Israeli public. It's like there are different parties that are splitting in order to recreate parties that consist of seculars and religious people. There's this trend to connect the seculars to religion. You can see it on the news. You can see different groups connecting in this direction. I think that this is the right time to really turn to the secular audience and to try and show them the wisdom of Kabbalah. I think that this is...
Please, so what's stopping you?
That the seculars have a very strong need for meaning in life.
You don't need to explain that to us. You just simply have to start working.
All of us, not only me.
Yes, so seemingly all of us are working except for you. Let's go. I'm saying seriously.
Very well.
Yes. Join all those who are responsible for dissemination. If you have what to add, please go ahead. This year will truly be an attack of dissemination. Yes, last one.
Rob, if we disseminate without mentioning our method, how does it work?
So what are we disseminating? If it's not our method?
The inner message.
I don't know what that is. You have to say exactly what you are giving and what the user can get from it. That's called dissemination. You're selling. No matter what, you're selling something. You're saying you will have to invest this and that, and for that you will receive this and that. You're turning to the will to receive. So that message is not something that you sell. A message is a message. It's just like that. It's like a flag. That you can't. What are you selling? You need exactly to know how you are arranging your message, like you say. And there it needs to be clear what you're bringing to a person, what you're demanding of him, what he's buying, and for the sake of it, for his exertion. Otherwise, it won't be clear. Otherwise, it'll be in the air. It won't enter the will to receive, and it also won't attract him to do any movement. Yes.
I just wanted to mention, I was informed before the lesson that the registration for the morning for the Congress is open in four languages.
Where do we have the address for the convention, please? They don't have it yet? Oh, info@cub.com.
No, this is the info.
Oh, that's the email.
In every language.
And there they can already register? Yes?
17 people already registered from different countries. It was open yesterday evening. All the information is in the first post on Sveva Tova with an explanation about all the congresses and how to register. Everyone's invited, and then we'll really know who votes and how and so on.
Very well. Kiev.
I also wanted to advertise your Twitter. What's interesting is that I read it also before the lesson, and what you write about is becoming more clearly revealed during the lesson. So before the lesson you wrote that the elites will lose their power, and I think that our message, if we're talking about dissemination, is really worthwhile for them because it offers a kind of stable development, something that nothing else can deliver. So maybe you can talk to the Rothschilds, for example, and to offer them our method.
Vlad, I give you permission to turn to the Rothschilds. Moscow.
Вот эта анкета, которую мы разбирали на второй части урока.
The sheet that we discussed, the survey that we discussed on the second part of the lesson, you said that usually when there is if you look at the results of the survey, then suppose if on the Arava Congress, more or less the friends from Israel and from abroad had more or less the same opinion about the tens, then regarding the big Congress, the situation is very different. Most of the friends from Israel are not interested in being in fixed tens. Most of the friends from the world Kli do want to be in fixed tens. How to correctly take a decision? Do we divide everyone according to these categories, or do we look at it at the Congress in a more general way?
I don't know. I am just awakening, evoking these things so that you will ask, process these details, and discuss them between you. But I actually don't want to decide anything. What you're saying could be right. Towards the whole world, clearly, towards part of it, I don't know. Continue to scrutinize these things. Continue. There's more time. It's very good that the more you know about our people, about our audiences, it'll be better. And then we will see from convention to convention how we're advancing. That's it. We have now just announcements.
We're inviting all of the friends from our groups around Israel to a festive meal and a special lesson Friday morning, 2:45, in this building. In order to coordinate your arrival, please contact us. The Kabbalah Lam College is happy to invite you to a fundamentals course in the wisdom of Kabbalah in Kfar Blum and in Kfar Saba, cities around Israel. For further details, contact us. And let's sing.
בשביל מה נולדת? בואו את כל הנסתרות, בואו על מה פעם שאלת ותגלה בעצמך תשובות. בואו את החיבור בינינו, בואו את עומקי לבך, בואו את מה שגילינו, איך הבורא הכל הכין בשבילך.
תמצא את נשמתך.
Time.